Good afternoon, and in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak a few words. When Thomas Edison discovered the light bulb, it revolutionized the way the world lived. Suddenly, we can navigate the streets at night, stop by a brilliantly lit grocery store to pick up a few items, and then go home and read by the lampside. All this was made possible before our time, and we have taken the luxury as the norm. This very physical phenomenon presents a perfect parallel to a spiritual truth. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came to this world, light was rediscovered, and it revolutionized the way the world lived. All this was made possible before our time when Jesus died on the cross. Just as we rely on physical light to find our way, to perform our daily duties, and perhaps even to draw warmth, spiritual light, which is Jesus, can serve as our life compass. He can illuminate our life paths and be the warmth and comfort when we face dead ends. In hindsight, we're likely to agree that Edison's discovery of the light was monumental. Life would be riddled with great inconveniences if this light was taken away. Jesus is the light of this world. Many lives that have invited his presence have been pleasantly surprised and have invited him to stay and have relied on him. They have now taken the luxury as the norm, and today we invite you to do the same. San Jose Choir would like to present two hymns to you. The first is Jesus is the Light of the World, and the second is Sunshine in My Soul. May all the glory be unto God.
各位朋友，弟兄姐妹，午安。奉爵士圣名，在这里讲几句。当爱迪生发明了电灯泡，它给这个世界的生活模式带来了巨大的变化。一瞬之间，我们可以在晚上漆黑的路上找出方向，到灯火辉煌的商店买东西，然后回家坐在灯旁静静的看书。所有这一切在我们时代之前已成为可能，而现在我们也实际为常。这一物理现象在属灵上也有一个完美的体现。2000年前，当耶稣来到这个世界，属灵的光重新被发现，而他也改变了这个世界的生活模式。而这一切发生在我们时代之前，当耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上的时候。正如我们需要依赖光来寻觅方向，完成生活上大小事情，或者甚至用它来取暖，同样的，我们也需要依赖属灵上的光，耶稣作为我们生活的指南针，它可以照亮我们每天的道路，在困境中给予我们温暖跟安慰。纵观过去，我们都会同意爱迪生的电灯泡发明是历史上一个重要的里程碑。要是没有了光，我们的生活将有极大的不便。耶稣是世界的光，很多人在邀请耶稣到他们生命之后，都会惊喜地发现这光的奇妙，并从此仰赖他，把这光当成了生活的一部分。因而我们也邀请您来跟我们一起来体会这奇妙的光。现在圣何诗班要跟大家分享两首诗，第一首是这世界的光是耶稣，第二首是真光在心。愿一切荣耀归给天上的神。
这世界的光是耶稣。 教中前行，在主里。